I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This week, West Virginia hunters are getting back to their roots, pursuing deer in the mountain state with the original mountain man's hunting tool, the black powder rifle. We'll talk more about the ongoing muzzleloader season in a moment.
The Jake's Youth Program has taught me so much about the outdoors.
For a long time, I had never realized what conservation was.
I know I'm doing my part to help wildlife.
I love being a Jake.
Whether you hunt or not, the Jake's Program has something to offer for everyone who likes the outdoors.
Children hold the key to the outdoors and wildlife,
and the NWTF believes it too.
Ray Knotts is a biologist for the DNR out of French Creek and has been a muzzle-loading hunter for many years. Ray says this specialized season that allows for black powder firearms is one that many enthusiasts in the state look forward to each and every year.
People have had, up to this point, a great deal of time and opportunity to hunt for both bucks and antlerless deer. But you have folks who just really want to go out there and muzzle-load hunt. I think it's a little slower-paced hunt, and they just enjoy muzzleloader hunting.
Slower-paced in that your skills have to be superior to the traditional rifle hunting in the first few days of the bucks-only gun season.
They know their limitations, and as we said before, you know, they've up to this point, most hunters have had some time in the woods, they may already have deer for their freezer, and they're just out there to enjoy the deer hunt. It's fine if they kill something, and fine if they don't. But the other thing is that, you know, I mean, being a semi-primitive season, you have to get closer to the deer, and you know, that takes a little more effort, or it takes standing in a stand, or sharpening your stalking skills if you're going to use spot and stalk. So it's different.
After 3 weeks of rifle hunting for both bucks and does, you'll find the deer in West Virginia are not as easy to slip on, but there are still plenty of them out there.
The deer are more wary now. They've had a period of time with lots of hunters in the woods to get all wired up from a standpoint of being afraid of getting shot, and they certainly are more wary. As I said earlier, you're going to have to take some extra time and some extra patience.
Although modern technology has woven its way into this season, for many enthusiasts, tradition reigns supreme.
Of course, we're traditionally what every West Virginia hunter had to begin with, and there is a very large following of muzzleloaders, and of course, traditional muzzleloaders.
The West Virginia muzzleloading season runs this week through Saturday. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.